But your friendship with J. Howard Edmondson went away.
We fell out over two or three things, but the main thing we fell out over was the Southwest Turnpike.
The H.E. Bailey Turnpike.
Yeah. Harry Bailey was a manipulator, influence peddler, and he, for the building of that turnpike and others, gave out engineering contracts. He decided on having Portland cement rather than asphaltic concrete, things like that that had a lot of money in them. First thing you know, you'd see a member of the legislature had always been against turnpikes. All of a sudden, they're for this thing. My predecessor in the Senate had been a really great state senator named Bill Logan. He came down with the brain cancer, which created the vacancy to which I was elected to the state senate. And one of the things he'd been pushing for years was to build a turnpike between Oklahoma City and Lawton. Because in those days, even later on, it was just a little narrow ribbon of highway with death trap bridges. It was just a terrible highway. And no chance of ever getting a big highway, free public road. And even when the interstate system came in, it was not on the interstate system. That's why I wanted to put Ned Shepler on the Turnpike Authority. That was a big thing in Lawton to get that turnpike built. And I had said that if I get elected to the Senate, I would try to do that. Well, Edmondson and Harry Bailey came up with a bill. They did all sorts of things, not only build that turnpike, but do some others, whether they were feasible or not, by putting all of the revenues from any of the turnpikes into a central pot. It became clear, very early I learned, that a number of people already were very much involved in it on the bonds, both the local bank and First Boston Corporation. Harry Bailey and some other engineers that he was dealing with, the bond underwriters and the lawyers and so forth. I mean, it was a hell of a group. And they, I thought, were going to wind up making unconscionable money out of it. So I decided I couldn't support it here. This is, you know, it's my political lifeblood doing this. I went home and I met with Ned Shepler and I said, I just can't do this. It's just too damn much possible graft. Ned said, but Fred, don't you think that in any big project there's always going to be some graft or corruption? I said, well, that's probably true, but I just ought not to have found out about it. So I blocked it. I went up to the governor's mansion, Governor Edmondson, one night, called him up and went out, met him in the mansion. And I threatened him with a grand jury. I didn't say it directly like that, but I said, I wouldn't be surprised if you go through with this, that there might be a grand jury. And I said, and also, suppose somebody stood up on the floor of the Senate under the cloak of immunity and named names and the amount of money involved and so forth. He said, if you did, you'd have to name some of your colleagues. And I said, well, suppose somebody did that. Well, he didn't change his mind. I didn't change mine, but I went back to the hotel. Don Bolden and I roomed together. This is at the old Biltmore Hotel in Oklahoma City. He had a bedroom off one side and I had a bedroom off the other. And then we generally had breakfast together and so forth. So I came in from my bedroom the next morning into the central room. Bolden said, Freddie, the cornstalk is going to call you in a little while. That's Ray Fine, senator from Gore. He was a great big tall ramrod, straight, tough guy. He'd been a prisoner of war of the Germans. One weekend he came back with his knuckles all skin up and said he had a county commissioner he had to teach a lesson to down there in Sullivan County. We called him kind of a cornstalk lawyer. Don said, the cornstalk's going to call you here in a minute. He said he called me a while ago, and he said Freddie went out to see the redhead last night at the mansion, talking about Edmondson. And he said he's talking about standing up in the Senate and accusing senators of taking money on this turnpike deal. And he said you could be expelled from the Senate for that. Don Bolden said, I told him, you call him, tell him yourself, don't tell me. So in a little while, my bedroom phone rang, and it was Ray Fine. Ray said, Freddie, I hear you were out to see the redhead last night. I thought that was pretty damn interesting that he already knew that. Just me and Edmondson had known it. So I said, yeah, and he said, what were you talking about? And I said, we're talking about this turnpike. I said, Ray, don't tell me that you'd support a damn thing like that. I mean, hell, look at all the money that's involved in this damn thing. And you've always been against turnpikes. I can't believe you'd be for such a damn thing as that. So he never did get around to threatening me about getting expelled from the Senate or whatever. Anyway, Edmondson called me that weekend at home, and he said, we're getting together a little meeting at the Sheridan Tower on Sunday. If you come in a little early, I'd like for you to sit in on this meeting. We're talking about turnpike. So when I got there, it turned out it was bankers and Harry Bailey and people like that, and everybody for the turnpike, and Edmondson and some of his people. And I was the only one that was a problem. So obviously it was a meeting set up for me, so they all laid it on about how we needed this, and this was the only way it could pass, and so forth. Finally, then Edmondson asked me what I thought. And I said, I can't support him. He said, well, what if we pass it without you? Of course, I knew he couldn't, but I said, well, do it if you can, if you want to. Well, they backed down then, and he said, well, what could you support? I'd already written it out, a bill with safeguards and so forth, and that's what we eventually passed. I put all this stuff in all of the writings in the museum, the Great Plains Museum in Lawton. Incidentally, in the meantime, before the end of that week, Otis Sullivan, who was a hugely important political reporter for the Oklahoma City Papers, Oklahoma and the Times, stopped me in the hall in the state senate, and he said, I hear you against this turnpike bill. And I think Otis was honest. I said, I am. And he said, are you just going to butt your head up against a brick wall? So I said, Otis, surely Mr. Gaylord, if he knew what was involved with this, wouldn't support the bill like this. I said, I think I ought to go and talk to him about it. He said, I'll set you up a meeting with him, but don't do it if you're going to cave. I said, I'm not going to cave. So he set me up, and I went down, I think it was like a Thursday or Friday.
With E.K. Gaylord Sr.
E.K. Gaylord Sr. Mm-hmm. I went to see him. The only time I think I was ever in an Oklahoma building, it was in downtown. The elevator said something that he had put at every floor, a little sign that said, you can walk up one flight and down two by the time it takes you to use the elevator. So I walked up to his office. He's a little guy, and old by then, of course. So I explained it to Mr. Gaylord, and he did back me. Later, he wrote a really good editorial saying, Oklahomans are lucky that Fred Harris didn't give up on this and finally got this thing passed. And incidentally, the way I blocked this, I made a long speech on the floor of the Senate. And a huge portion of the House of Representatives came over and stood in the Senate to hear this. In those days, and I don't think still, we didn't record debate. It was recorded. And later, somebody asked unanimous consent to have that speech transcribed and printed in the Senate Journal. And that is the only one up to that time that had ever been done.
So then your turnpike bill passed.
Uh-huh, and we built the turnpike.
And that became the H.E. Bailey Turnpike.
And really, ironically, one day, all of a sudden, in the state Senate, after this bill had passed and they started construction, without any notice to me whatsoever, a member of the Senate who'd always opposed turnpikes introduced a bill to name the turnpike the H.E. Bailey Turnpike. And several of those guys who'd been involved with Bailey supported it, and I could see, my gosh, this damn thing's going to pass. So I offered a substitute bill to name it the Bill Logan Turnpike. That was my predecessor in the state Senate who had pressed for it for so long. And I got a pretty good vote, but the Harry Bailey thing passed. And it is called the H.E. Bailey Turnpike.
So that turnpike runs from where to where?
It runs from Oklahoma City down past Lawton and down to the Red River.